Recording in progress. Oh, yeah, everyone coming in full swing. Let's see. Where's Brandon? Brandon. What up, everybody? What up, Gert? Jean-Francois in the house. Jane, what's up? Jane, what's up? Laura, what's up? Paige? Myra's here. Rhonda's here. Natalie calling in from beautiful Colorado. Sherry from Mississippi. That's where I live. Man, got a lot of good people. Oh, Gert getting close to the end of the first book. Nice. It's all coming together. Ira's here. Let's see. Look at someone's here, and his name's Alfredo. That's amazing. Petal. You're in Lucedale? Oh, you're not far away. Donna's from PGH. Hold on, let me guess what that is. PGH. I have no idea. I have no idea what PGH stands for. No idea. Nothing's coming to mind. Laura says, are you from Mississippi or just live there? I'm from here. I know my accent doesn't give it away, but I am born and raised Mississippi. Yeah. Brittany's in the house. April's calling from Denver. Girk, Northern Mississippi. Kirk, I have no idea if that's a question or not. Bridget's very excited from being from Vermont. She put a heart by it. Melanie, formerly from Mississippi, right on. Oh, it's a statement. Got it. Oh, Donna, Pittsburgh. Oh, I got you. PGH. I understand now. Brooklyn, Mel from Tupelo. Awesome. I ran a marathon in Tupelo. It was horrible because it was like 5 a.m. and it was dark. And then it got really hot. Berkeley, California. Nice. Augusta, Georgia. Sweet. All right. Let's see if Brandon's here. If not, we're going solo. Brandon's not here. Cool. All right. It's okay. We'll give everyone about one more minute, and then we're gonna be tackling some publishing questions today. Where is Brandon? Ira, I have no idea. I don't know. Where's Brandon? Oh, there he is. Remote to painless. Here we go. Now you're rocking and rolling. Geographically, where is Brandon? I'll let you tell him. You made bail.
All right, sorry I'm late, guys.
Dude, they were like trying to consider like where you were at. They were like prison. I don't know why. Apparently you gave off prison vibes, Brandon. Michael thinks you
It's the
finally made bail.
tattoos. It's the tattoos. Everybody thinks it's prison
No,
vibes.
I feel like forehead tattoos pretty much sell it, right? You got a forehead, like a tattoo on your forehead. You pretty much are like, I've done time.
That's why I wear the hat. I got tattoos all over my head.
That's
Just
it. That's it.
bam. No Carmen
I
today?
said, like, at least, no Carmen today. No Carmen. We had
All
missed
right.
Carmen. Past 2 weeks, been missing the guy.
Yeah, this guy's
That's okay.
MIA.
Yeah, but I feel like, well, I say a lot of
Raindrops.
people are saying the teardrop tax, but like teardrops, I feel like it's so tiny and they're like right here. You know, at least a teardrop makes sense with it being by your eyeball, regardless if they represent you unliving
So
somebody.
what, you're saying it has to be farther?
No, I'm saying like
Well,
they're like, oh, you got
clown
a
tier.
face tattoo of a teardrop. It's like
Yeah.
they're usually tiny, and
Yeah,
then at
yeah.
least it makes sense with that they're beside your eyeball. If you put something on your forehead, though, like you don't care about anything,
Oh
nothing,
yeah,
future
no,
job
you're a
prospects,
different
don't
part of
care. No,
different society.
people, yeah, making good first impressions with your future in-laws, don't care, right? I mean, just nothing, you don't care.
As a different human. But you know, maybe one day it will be normalized one day.
Think so? Tat,
You get like
maybe.
a falcon tattoo and just, you just love falcons. You never
That's a good
know.
call, man. Thomas, glad to have you back. Welcome from rehab. Rehabilitation. All right, let me pull up our slides. Let's get started. Gert says, I'm here too. Like, Gert, did you ever leave? Because
El
I think at one
Salvador.
point you were, you, I think Gert was at one point was on the, I got a hospital bed at one point, and he still joined the meeting.
He's got two phones ready to go.
All right. Oh, cool. All right. We got the slides. I'm ready to go. Gary, throw your question in the Q&A box so we can get it. Keep it in the chat, man. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to forget it, man. Don't do that to me, Gary. All right, welcome everyone to the Friday Q&A call. I am your co-host Cody with my fellow co-host
Brandon.
Brandon. Thank you, Brandon. All right, Brandon, we got to work on that, man. And I need energy, right? I want them to be like, "Yeah, Brandon's here." All right, so we're gonna try that again. Everyone at like, you didn't hear nothing, right? We didn't just intro. Here we go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Friday Q&A call. I'm your co-host, Cody, and my fellow co-host.
Brandon, let's get
Gosh darn it. It's the same thing. You did the exact same thing.
it.
That's all we're getting from Brandon today. We are
That's
starting with the
it.
pre-submitted questions first. And you can submit your questions too from the AIA dashboard, the same place you're watching course lessons. And click Ask It Here. You'll see this graphic on the screen. It'll take you to a Google form and you can submit your question. Do keep in mind, some of y'all submit long questions that take multiple slides. Stop it. Stop doing that. Be concise. Making me do a lot of extra work. Some of y'all submit like eight different titles. Like, no, you get two. Submit two, guys. Help me out. Help me, help you, help me. Help you, help Brandon, help you.
It's a lot
Then
of
we're going to go
titles.
to, it's a lot of titles. We'll help go through a special segment today. We got some titles, speaking of which, and I think a book cover. I think we got a book cover too as well, and the lineup. So it's pretty cool. And then we'll move on to the open Q&A. Four people have already submitted questions in the open Q&A. That's where you submit your live burning questions about publishing to us here on the Q&A call. And we want to help, right? But we don't know what questions you have unless you ask it. And you got to put it in the Q&A box. If you put it in the chat, I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm going to miss it. I promise you it's going to happen. Brandon, he might see it. He's got better eyes. He has hawk eyes, right? Me? Mm-mm. And I got that. I'm an armadillo. I got an armadillo eyes, right? I got cataracts. Not going to see it. So put it in the Q&A box, either at the bottom of your screen. Some of it
More
viewed is going to be
ice.
at the top of your screen. Find it. I can't help all of you find it. If you got some weird tablet and you're like, I can't see it, find it. FYI, speaking of questions and finding things, it was a bad segue. We will probably work from the best questions first, right? So not necessarily in the order that they're submitted, right? We will probably work on those questions that help the most people to hear the answer. If you have a special snowflake question, probably save it for the end. Probably save it for the end. That's a question that only benefits you. You'll find out more. If I see one, I'll point it out. Lastly, we had a lot of people, Brandon, a lot of people submit support related questions for the Q&A call, which is about publishing. Lots, right? So if you submitted a question and you're like, why didn't I answer my question? It's probably needed to go to support, right? If you're like, I can't get in the Facebook group, support. Hey, what do I do about a potential refund request? Support. What do I do about this? Support. Go to help.publishing.com. Get the help you need. Get the help you need. And then come here for publishing related questions. Speaking of publishing related questions, make sure you change your chat settings from host and panelist to everyone.
I just did it.
Otherwise, yeah, Brandon just did it. Literally,
happens
just
to everybody.
to the best. It happens to the best. So make sure you change your chat settings from host and panelist to everyone. Otherwise, the only person who's going to see it is myself and Brandon will probably miss it. Cool. Last but certainly not least, there is 10% off all packages on publishing services. So publishingservices.com, that's like our, I don't know, like sister company, sister something, like,
That's how I
you
like to
know,
describe
whatever.
it, yeah.
They do everything from making outlines for books to book descriptions to making A-plus content to editing. Like, they do a lot of stuff. Formatting books. And December, I think, is the only month they do the in-law company. Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah. So this is the only month to get 10% off everything. Normally, we just do 10% off a particular package over a month. Now you can get 10% off literally any package. So if you're at the point where you're like, I need an outline, get 10% off. I need my book formatted, get 10% off, right? The month is now. Do it now. 10 off all one word, all caps. It's only for the month of December. And with that, let's begin with the first question. Brandon, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
People of the chat, are you ready? Good. Girk is red eye. And if Girk is red eye, I'm ready. Someone asked, where's the link to publishing services? Type in publishingservices.com. It'll take you there. Or Google it. Should be like the top of the list. All right. What you got, Brandon?
Should my book on chair yoga for seniors be 15,000 words or 30,000 words, given that it has many illustrations? I don't think there's necessarily a wrong answer. The question is there enough valuable content that you're providing to have that amount of words, right? So if you're taking a new angle and you're not just a book about exercises, you want to add a little bit about the science, you want to maybe add a few bonus sections that seniors can benefit from that relates to the topic, then yeah, could be 30,000, could be 15,000.
Yep, 100%. Right. Whatever, how many words it takes to solve their problem, that's how many words it should be. Question from Terry. This is my third revision after revisiting my list of keywords and benefits. Please comment on my title and subtitle. Thanks. Simple wall Pilates for seniors. Cool. Transform your quality of life in 28 days. All right, so I'm assuming this is the beginning of the subtitle. Safe, low impact. Wait. Safe, low impact path to independence with daily activities that improve flexibility, balance, strength, and energy. All right, I liked everything up until the last bit. Felt like it was too wordy. The safe, low impact, I would just use one or the other, right? Like safe, low impact, or joint safe. Whatever, something that I just won. You already got a lot of words. Path to independence. Maybe maintain independence is probably more fit along the lines of what you're going for. Daily activities that improve flexibility, balance, strength, and energy. Maybe just the, oh gosh, low impact. Yeah, the safe path to maintain independence by improving flexibility, balance, strength, and energy, or something like that. 'Cause it's just a lot of words in there that I think we can get to the point a lot quicker, 'cause you've already kind of mentioned transform your quality of life in 28 days, right? And then let's just get straight to the point right after that. Brandon, anything else you got for Terry?
My question is the main title. Is it Simple Wall Pilates for Seniors?
I hope so. That's what I'm guessing. I've been wrong before.
I hope so too. But yeah, I think you were definitely along the right path. Move the path over to the front, if anything, or try to find a way to reword it, but just so it reads a little bit better. But yeah, overall.
Yep. All right.
I think we...
Why am I looking so pale? I think it's the lighting. Yeah, I can make it paler. Hold on. I'm glowing.
You got the square, right? That thing's gonna eat through your eyes.
I got, like, I am glowing. I have been in the presence of the divine. All right, like, I am straight up glowing. Yeah, no, I'm in my work office, so like the it's that different lighting than my home office, which is what I normally do this to. Good eye. Look at you. I mean, the fact that you noticed that is nuts. Cody needs some vitamin D. So Maya, if I pronounce this wrong, I'm sorry. How do I reschedule the success call I missed? I think you just schedule it the same way you scheduled the first one. Should be all right. All right. Take it away, Brandon.
All right. So we got one from Beth. Please critique, give advice on my title and subtitle. Title Becoming a Dad 101. And the subtitle, Mastering First-Time Fatherhood with Confidence. All right. So, I mean, as always, proof of concept keyword has to be in your main. I just want to confirm that. I'm not sure if that's the case. Becoming a Dad 101, right? So if that's what you tested and you got proof of concept, but your subtitle does need a lot more work. It's definitely short. You're not really going into, you know, the pain points, the benefits. It's all about kind of bringing an emotional aspect to it, right? Because when these people are looking through these books, that dad is, he's scared. He's ready for war. He does not know what's coming, right? So, I mean, fatherhood with confidence, that's cool. But I think they want a little bit more than confidence. They need real support, right, out there. So expand on it a little bit, build out on it, try to put like hard hitting emotional words that's going to speak to this demographic, and make sure your main title has that proof of concept keyword in there, right? And that's really the main thing, right? Because we're going for discoverability, so that's going to be the priority there.
Yeah, also think about the messaging you're kind of putting out with like becoming a dad 101, right? Which is like beginners, right? And then your subtitle immediately goes into mastering first-time fatherhood with confidence. And you're like, hold on. Wow, 101 beginners to mastery? Woo! Like, so like, even that kind of alignment of like the words you use is important. So do exactly what Brandon said. You know, definitely look at your competitors. See how they word it.
Yeah. Right?
See what emotions they're pulling.
Mm-hmm. I think they might be concerned about other things more than mastery per se, right? Yeah. I think you could have a better word there, but
yeah, like your whole life's about to change, right? So he's like, let's address the maybe some of the their wants and desires, and also figuring out are the dads buying this or is the mother-in-law buying this, right? Is the wife to like the mom to be, is she the one buying it, right? I maybe dads do, but I feel like it's someone else typically buying the book, hoping that the dad to be actually reads it.
I think it's a big gift book.
It's a very big gift book.
I've seen a lot of the ones that look very like novelty-ish tend to do really well because it's like that gift thing, right? So like, I think you are right. Other people are buying these for the dads and they want to see their reaction. They see the cover and it's like, whoa.
Thomas, just the old mill. Oh, the old mother-in-law interfering again. I think it just happens. I don't think you can stop that. I think every, and I know this is sidetracking, guys, but I have to mention it. I think every person who has gone through an experience having a mother-in-law, right, and been through that, they're like, I'm not going to do that to my future daughter-in-law. But then something happens, like a switch happens. Can't stop it. You can't stop it. If the train's moving, you just switch and you're like, I'm the mother-in-law, right? It's weird. It's weird. Nash says, I received, whoa, hold on. I received the cookbook template when I first signed up. It worked well for me in Canva. Let me get my face out of the way so I can read the rest of this question. All I did was fill in my own info. Once I downloaded, the PDF print looked good. Okay. However, I then uploaded to KDP. The template did not transfer over to KDP. The best way for me to show you, this is my screen. Let me know if I can send it or if you already understand the question. Send me a screenshot. Yeah. Send me a screenshot. That can be very helpful if you're here, Nash. So I can kind of see what KDP is showing you need to fix so I can kind of guide you in the right direction. Michael says, what was your experience being a first-time dad? Terrifying at the hospital. Like nuts. And then
were you in the room,
like,
Cody?
Yes. Everything is freaky. Everything, right? And then it was like push, and you're just standing there doing nothing. Like nothing. Like never felt more useless in my life. Cause like there's nothing for you to do. And then the baby comes and the baby is purple. It's purple. I don't know about you, but all the babies I've seen weren't purple. So then you automatically think something's wrong. And there, everyone's like, oh, it's a girl. And you're like, oh, it's purple. Put it back. It's not done. Like, it's scary. And then, but no one acts like it's wrong. And then you're scared to ask because you're like, you don't want to look stupid. Because you're like, is this supposed to be purple? You know, it's just, it's a weird experience. After that, perfectly fine. But that night, that day, crazy. All right. Is this you? Is this you, that Brandon?
Yes, this is me. All right. Is there any chance of success with a book of poetry dealing with spirituality? I mean, if it passes proof of concept, we know there's a market. But, you know, if that's a passion project, you know, who's to say that it might be a success or not, right?
Check the market on everything, right? So it doesn't matter what, topic it is, if the market wants it, it'll pass POC.
It's viable. Yeah. And will everyone get a copy of the beta software? Not everybody, right? So it's mainly going to be the Publishing Accelerator students.
They're like the top priority on the waiting list. That helps everyone make sense. And understand it is still a beta. So it's not even in its full-fledged form of what it will look like 3-6 months from now when it's finally open to everyone to use, whether by paid or whatever. We don't know. No idea. I don't know. I won't say anyone at PublishingCon doesn't know, right? But I don't know. But right now it's beta. There's a wait list. They let people in batches, right? So it's kind of up in the air a little bit. Tanya, glad you enjoyed that laugh. That's what I'm here for. Stephanie, how do I get access to the free coaching calls today and tomorrow? So I wasn't going to submit this question at first, but I figured I'd let everyone know. So we've been offering free coaching calls to AI students. And so today was the last one right before this. And so we won't open those up again until a next round of new coaches that join. So if you got in while it was good, awesome. If you didn't get in while it was good, like it was a limited time thing anyway. So for those who got to show up, we had a blast. For those who didn't show up, just be on the lookout in case we do it again. We usually announce it in the Q&A calls. Brittany, throw your question in the Q&A box so we can get it. All right. Take it away, Brandon.
I hired my ghostwriter this week. She has written the introduction. When I told her I was reading it today, she said, this is a work in progress and not the final copy. So line by line editing is not necessary at this stage. Rather, it is for you to advise me if I am including the information you wanted there. I'm following the outline you provided, so I should be on track. Is this right? I thought the course said to give input and suggest changes as the book is written. So I think that just depends on, let me read this again. Oh, just the introduction or was it the whole book? I think it was just the introduction, right? So, I mean, If it's just the intro, right? Give her feedback, make sure it's cohesive in what it is. Like, it might not be perfect, like there might be some punctuation, stuff like that. But right, if you're just getting the introduction, then that's perfect. You're going chapter by chapter, section by section. So just make sure the bare bones are in there, and then when it comes to the grammar and all that kind of stuff, that depends on how the ghostwriting is handling it, right? So just make sure you have full communication and ask her, right?
Yeah, so I agree. So I wouldn't care about like a comma or something like here every now and then, but if like a transition stinks, I want the transition fixed, right? If a sentence isn't clear, like they need to fix that, right? I'd be like, hey, this paragraph isn't very clear of what you're trying to say. Let's get that reworded so it has a lot more clarity, or maybe some brevity, or maybe something's too detailed in the weeds. You're like, hey, this can be a lot more concise. Or something doesn't have enough detail, right, to actually get the point across. So that stuff is definitely worth vectoring and helping guide the ghostwriter for that. Don, what feedback do you have? Book title: Investing Strategies for Income Producing Property. All right. Subtitle: 33-year veteran provides a proven framework, blueprint, roadmap for identifying and managing income priorities that leads to substantial profit. Description: Don, are you here? Don. Bummer.
Might
All
be.
right, Don. He might be. See, check the participants. See if you can search for his name real quick. So,
Don is not here.
I have no idea if this is a 7-day challenge book, or if this is a full length book, right? There's definitely probably some things we could do here. One, I don't really see a whole lot of keywords in your main title, like investments. Like for example, you're talking about real estate, and you don't have real estate anywhere in your title or subtitle, right? You have investing strategies for income producing property, which sounds like properties, or maybe for a income producing property. Something like that, or like, how, you know, there's I think there's some customer research we need to do and some proof of concept we need to do if it's a full length book. If it's a 7-day challenge book or a passion project, go for it. I would still rephrase your main title because it just doesn't make sense. It either needs to be properties or for income producing property. And then let's see. 33-year veteran provides a proven framework, blueprint, roadmap, whatever one of those words. Let's say proven framework for identifying and managing income properties that leads to substantial profit. That can be reworded, I think, a little bit more, in the sense of like, how can we make it sound easier to do, right? How do we make it sound like how to, especially in if you have something like, I can show you how to identify and manage properties, whether it's a buyer or seller's market, right? Regardless of the economy. Right, that's a cool evergreen subtitle. Like, if you can show them how to do that, in which case, if you have 33 years of success, that means you've seen a lot at that point. You've seen great markets, you've seen bad markets, right? And hopefully, you know how to make money in both, right? So, how to identify, how to find, manage, right? How to find and manage. Like, I wouldn't use the word manage. Manage sounds like work, right? I would like find and scale, or find and make profitable, or something like that, because they care about the money more than anything else. They don't really care about managing the property. It's not, at least that's not what they get excited about. You can talk about it in your book, but they're not getting excited about it. Framing this subtitle in a way of like, I'm going to show you how to identify and be profitable in real estate with income producing properties, regardless of what the economy is doing. And you're like, oh, okay, now I'm listening now. So I think we got some homework we need to do to make that worthwhile, and potentially go back and do some customer research if this is a full length book. What you got, Brandon?
All right, we have one from Carol. Is there a standard finished book size for 25 to 30,000 words? Not really. I mean, I think 8x8 and 8x10 is too big, but I mean, not really. I like 6x9 personally.
Yeah, I would say 6x9 is like the standard.
Yeah.
5.5 by 8.5 and 6 by 9 are probably the standard, most typical, most popular sizes for books of that size.
Yeah, especially
that's
like
just a good
non-picture
it
as
just
well.
yeah it just feels good in your hand. It's a good book size in your hand. All right, Dorji or Dorje. Hi, just recently I bought your course, but I didn't call you for Q&A session because I'm completely new in your world. I have no idea what questions should I ask. So the past few days I watched your whole videos and past interviews. I really don't understand what what are you selling to us? I paid full amount. I'm really confused. Most of your videos are motivational videos, which is good for beginners. Personally, I'm already a motivated person. I'm a filmmaker. Ancient and modern manual. Wait, hold on. Ancient and modern manual therapist. What?
Well,
so I'm so confused. Put some light on my ignorance. Dorji, I like you more now than I did 5 seconds ago when I didn't know you at all. So
we got Dorji in the
one,
chat.
I have so many questions. What is an ancient manual therapist like that? That one's got me curious, but that's neither here nor there. It sounds like you're watching the intro videos to the course, right? Because like when you, like for example, if you go into module 2 and go into topic research, there's like the intro video, but below that video, when you're watching it, like there's the actual content, the actual like meat and potatoes of the course. And it sounds like you've been watching just the intro videos instead of actually getting into the meat of the course. So that's where the second thing is, I don't know what you remember from the webinar, but we help people find profitable niches to write a book about it, hire a ghostwriter, and publish a book to Amazon to make money. Like that's the whole process. And we show you how to do that in the course. So hopefully you see this. I'm kind of worried that you're not here and you won't ever find the recording to this Q&A call. But if
no,
anything,
he is here.
No way. You
yep.
looked him up.
Yeah.
Why aren't you commenting stuff? Why would you, man? All right. I got so many questions, but that's basically it. Right? You're probably not watching all the videos. You're just watching the intro videos and not scrolling below them. So, but hopefully that helps. And whenever you have questions, come back to a Q&A call. We'd love to help.
On Fridays, specifically.
Fun Fridays. Oh, yeah. We're ready.
Friday weirdos.
Let's right. see. If you would buy a book with me. Okay, cool. That's a good question. Let me know if you would buy a book.
That's a
covers.
Great question.
Not like it. Not like this cover.
Yeah.
Let me know if you'd buy that book. Please be safe for work. Really hope it's safe. Oh, no. No. They already moved it to the trash. No.
Wait, let's see if Anne's in the chat.
Yes, Anne here.
Yeah, we do have an Anne.
We just don't know if it's our Anne.
Yep.
Anne Indell, is that you? Is this you?
Yes.
Yee! I'll take yee as yes. All right. Can you get us a new link in the meantime? And then we'll come back to that. All right. All right, Brandon, take that one while Anne's getting that worked out.
All right. Do we need two different Amazon accounts to keep our a KDP separate from our account we use to post reviews? Should we use a different email for our KDP account from our regular Amazon shopping account? Well, personally, I'm under the impression that you can't have two KDP accounts. But Cody, is it okay to have two general Amazon accounts?
No.
Yes. Yeah, that's a...
Don't do it.
Not
they'll
allowed
find
either.
You. Yeah, don't do it. And then also this comes up like questions like, well, me and my spouse or whatever have different accounts. And you're like, yes. Yes, that's fine, right? That's normal, right? But a individual having two individual accounts, Amazon's like, ain't nah. Nah, right? If you want to go through the process of having a completely separate account, right? That's like a business entity account, right? That means business name, business identification number, not your social security number for those in the US, an EIN number, business address, business bank accounts. Everything is separate. That would be that separate line. You wouldn't have two accounts with your personal information on it. Shireen, I'm losing my voice, guys. Sorry, it's just gonna get worse from here on out. My query. Oh, you don't get to hear that. You don't get to hear that a lot. Is I want to write a book on illnesses like dementia or autism or behavioral psychology. My query is, do people buy these books only from medical experts? From medical expert or doctor? Okay. If I write this book, how can I add credibility to it? Can you please niche down dementia for me to get some POC ideas? To answer your last question, no. That you can do that in the Thursday Q&A call, but that's the only place that they typically do that in. That is for you to do. To find out, is you need to go to your books and competitors and see, like, what are they writing about? And what do the reviews say, right? Are people looking for expert medical advice about things about dementia? Or are people buying books about for caregivers of family members with dementia, right? What are they looking for? It depends on the audience, right? And what they want and what the expectations are. Obviously, if the only person making money on the book about dementia are all medical professionals, well, then yes, that would be the case. Most likely, that's what they're looking for. But if you find other people writing books on the topic or a sub-related topic or a sub-niche and they don't have any medical expertise, right? And the convenience is them bringing all that information together in a book, which is what the majority of us do anyway, then great. Then you can fit in the niche as well, right? Obviously, you don't want to make any medical claims, especially if you're not a medical professional, right? You're not going to write a book about how to cure dementia. That's a good way to get your book taken down from Amazon, right? But if you're writing a book about, you know, how for caregivers to like walk through that experience, taking care of a family with dementia, not like the medical expertise side, just like the humanity side of having to take care of someone's dementia, that's a different story. So, Shireen, I hope that answers your question. And if you need more help niching down, I recommend joining the Thursday Q&A call.
We got Jane. I'm working on getting reviews from a Facebook group. All the groups I have joined have stated in their rules that there is no self-promotion of any blogs, books, websites, etc. I don't know how to work around this. My book is about Alzheimer's, dementia. I have already had the two admins I contacted deny my request to make a post. All right. More groups, number one, more groups. It really is a numbers game. And you have to be part of the community, right? They might still say no, right? But you have to be part of the community to give yourself a chance where, you know, it's you're a member of the community sharing, giving something of value to the rest. You're not just someone that's coming in to promote a product, promote their business for, you know, profit purposes. So more groups, try to really become a member of community. And that's really the best you can do. But it is a numbers game, right? So keep going. And yeah, I wouldn't give up. Two admins denying is low numbers. So
yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna add. It's like asking two admins is like you're just barely getting started. Like that's mm-hmm. nothing. All right. Go keep going. Keep going. Luba. I'm trying. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name. Hi, coaches. Give me feedback on my 30K book title. Title is The Transformative Guide to Shadow Work. Parentheses, The Transformative Shadow Work. Oh, okay, maybe that's another option. The Transformative Shadow Work Guide. Okay. Subtitle is Self-Discovery Workbook and Journal. How Anyone Can Reduce Stress, Enhance Personal Growth, and Improve Relationships Through Inner Work and Mindfulness. This seems very generic. Like you almost could slap a lot of this on almost any self-help topic, and that subtitle would just work with a little bit of a little bit of tweaking, right? Not even shadow work. Just how about a book about mindfulness, right? The Transformative Guide to Mindfulness, just self-discovery workbook and journal. How anyone can reduce stress, enhance personal growth, and improve relationships through inner work and mindfulness. You're like, that could be a mindfulness book. That could be a,
stress book.
Anxiety, dealing with anxiety, dealing with burnout, right? The Shrimp's Guide to Overcoming Burnout, self-discovery workbook and journal. Huh? Anyone can reduce stress, enhance personal growth, and improve relationships with inner work and mindfulness. You're like, this is... Now, I can already tell a lot of work went into it. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to try and poo-poo, because it is well-written, and it's got a good structure to it. But this looks very generic. Like, if I can take that subtitle and put it on another niche, right? It doesn't, it's not going to speak or resonate really well with your target market. and so I'd say we probably want to go back to our competitors and look at what specific language are they using for the person that would want to get into shadow work, right? Someone asks, what is shadow work? And I'm like, I don't really know what it is either, right? I know vaguely what shadow work is, but we definitely want some more work to make this more specific for our subtitle, to make it resonate with the target market.
All right. Hi, coaches. I hope you're having a great day. I'm working on the outline for a kids learn to draw book. I will need an illustrator for the artwork. Where should I go to find one? I will be using the Urban Writer Ghostwriting Company for my book when I'm ready. This is my first book. Thank you for your help. All right. You have a few different options. Fiverr is always an option. It is getting a little bit more expensive when it comes to illustrations and stuff like that. I would consider hiring overseas on websites like Upwork. I believe, Cody, you have a good one too, onlinejobs.ph as well.
Yep, I like them a lot. I think it's incredibly affordable and some good quality work. Yeah.
So if you go overseas, you can really find some great talent for a great cost, and you're going to need quite a bit of artwork. So that's the path I would take.
Yep, I think both those are really good. Let's see. You can do Fiverr. I think Fiverr, honestly, comes out either the quality's not there or it's just too expensive for what you get.
Yeah, it depends what you're going for sure.
That's the last one. Okay, cool. And then we just found out and put the link inside of the chat. All right. We are moving to the live Q&A box. Gert, can you repost that comment? It looks like it got cut off too soon. Or figure out what shadow work means. All right, moving on to the live Q&A questions. Your burning Q&A questions. We'll be answering them right here. Again, if it's a support related question, probably gonna skip it. This is not the venue for that. Gert, you're always living on the edge, man. I feel like Gert was at a stoplight and he was like quickly typing in what shadow work was. He couldn't get it in time for him to go. You're dangerous, bro.
Yeah. All right. I have no clue what it is.
First question, as I continue to lose my voice. I have now published and have 16 reviews. Well done, April. Keep going. However, they are not all 5-star reviews. Okay. My question is, should I have 15 5-star reviews before starting advertising? We just say have 15 reviews, period, right? But just know, right, that 15 is the bare minimum. Like, you are not going to have 15 reviews on average and turn on ads and magically make a lot of money. Okay? It happens, right? It does happen. I'm not going to say it doesn't happen. It does happen. I've seen students do it quite often. But usually we say 15 reviews is the first moment where it actually is. It makes sense to start your ads to get data to see what works and for you to get experience running ads. So whatever it took to get those 16 ads, that needs to keep happening to get 16 more, and then 16 more, and then 16 more while you're doing your ads. Okay, cool. More puppy. Keep going. Do not stop. All right, Brandon, what you got?
Okay, so I'm just going to share my screen. We're going to do ands, ands link.
Cool.
Oh, I think you're going to have to do the screen share on that
Sorry.
one.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. All
Or
right,
give
try
me that
again.
permission.
All right, you go there real quick. I'm gonna go make some coffee to see if some warm coffee will help my throat real quick.
Good call. All right, I'll take over here. So this one sounds like a great question. Which one would you buy? Right. So if the chat wants to participate, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I hope you guys remember which one is which. Let's start with the first one. Oh man, and my internet killing me today. Brenda with number 4. Can you already see what it looks like? Okay, we got the first one. Interesting. The image is a little bit on the generic side. You see a lot of colorful brains out there being used. Self-help books. But it's cool. It kind of looks like a bomb. Number 2. Could use a little bit more. Let's go number 4. So far, I think I like number 3. I mean, as far as like what I would buy if I was looking at it, I think so far number 3. Looks a little bit like Halloween. Okay. Yeah, this is getting a little bit lost. It's better if you have a picture that can try and resonate with the actual book. Like if you took the title off, you still want to know what the book is about, right? And when people are looking at these thumbnails on Amazon, they're most likely just looking at the image, the text, and sometimes it's hard to read, right? So we want to take every opportunity there that we can. And we have another brain. Interesting. Looks like a scary brain. Okay, guys, time to vote. Personally, I'm number 3. And if you want me to open up another one, if I went too quick, let me know. So put down your vote. I think number 3. We got some ones, we got some sevens. Got some ones. One ones. It's like 1 and 3 are the favorite. Put up number 6. Okay, 3, 4, 5, 6. This one kind of loses me a little bit. It's that pattern is just very, don't know how to describe it. I guess it's going for like a brainy texture. Okay, number 3. You guys want to see number 3 again? Okay. I think I like number 3 just because of the cleanliness, really. Number 4, there's a handful of number 4s. I think we see number 4 is something that I can make in Canva in like 10 minutes. That's the only problem with that one. It's not necessarily ugly, but it's I don't know if it's gonna stack up. Too hard to read. Anxiety is also about the heart. Oh, Marco, yeah, number 3. So number 3, the thing about number 3 is that it is a basic image. You'll see this interpretation a lot when it comes to these niches, but I just think it's the cleanest one. It's like which one I would buy, right? I wouldn't necessarily. Oh, wait, let's go number 1 again. This is also kind of a favorite among the pack. Cody, which one's your
Yep.
favorite?
All right, let's look at them. All right, next.
We went through most of them, so we'll flip through them quick.
That one is creepy.
This one right here.
There's something about the texture of the puzzle piece to like
I think these
almost like
like
a
brain.
realistic brain kind of texture. I was like, that one creepy. All
I
right, go to number three.
think the brain matter looks like chicken feet or something.
All right,
Your
I like the
favorites
color
were
of
number one and
simplicity of
three.
this one. Yeah, I like the simplicity of this one, to be honest. I think I wouldn't do the subtitle that way. I wouldn't break it up because it's like even if you're trying to read it, you're like managing mindful techniques to relieve stress, overthinking, calm your mind, focus on the present, and achieve and lasting inner peace, anxiety. Right? So like I would adjust, manage overthinking and anxiety, put the subtitle together, and then I would have that simplistic like craziness to something that looks more serene and focused and whatever else. Somewhere else.
But
So
which one
I do
would you
like that
buy,
one.
Cody? Which one would you buy?
Number three. I wouldn't
Oh,
buy number
number three.
one. I wouldn't buy number one.
Yeah,
I
I
yeah,
was, it's an overused
I don't think
image.
it's a cool image. It doesn't fit with the rest of the book cover. It kind of looks like they took an image and slapped it on a book cover that already had a title and subtitle with it. Versus number three looks like it actually was at least somewhat intentional with it.
Like the classic
Rainbow
low
brain.
maintenance cover design. All right, yep. Rainbow brain. Yeah, there's a lot of rainbow brains going on out there. Popular.
Right, let me go to the top. I think I'm next.
Oh, we're
All
queuing
right, we
in.
got Answer Live.
Click down here.
Ira, I got to work on my first book title. I've been having trouble understanding POC, niche, sub-niche, topic, subtitle. I'm a bit slow and would like to grasp the concept of book publishing. Can you look over what I have and let me know if I'm doing it right? Any suggestion would be helpful. Or do you think I'm good to start working on my outline? I appreciate your time and energy. Thanks. POC, how to draw for kids. Yes. Niche. In your case, it would be probably both. Like the niche is how to draw for kids, right? That's the niche you're in, right? It's how to draw is the niche, and sub niche is how to draw for kids. Because like almost like the overarching umbrella of your book, it would be like a children's book or a book for children. But you're in more of like a how to art niche, and in your case, it's just specifically how to draw sub niche, how to draw for kids, which happens to be your POC, which happens sometimes. Topic, how to draw. Wait. POC and topic are one and the same. So I think that might be where the confusion comes in, because you have POC, which is what people are searching for, how to draw for kids, and a topic, which says how to draw basic techniques, transforming 2D shapes into 3D wonders for kids. Right. And then, and I think what you're trying, it's almost like you're saying your topic is the direction of the book versus the topic just being how to draw for kids. All right. Title, how to draw. So, okay. So your title of your book would be how to draw for kids, right? Very simple. And then everything after the colon, the first, at least the first colon, is the subtitle, which would be the most important thing they care about. So you have unleashing 2D shapes into 3D fun for kids ages 4 and up. Actually, I kind of like that a lot. That's pretty nice. Explore the art of drawing lines and shapes, circles, squares, triangles. That one's not as good. I think you've got something really cool going on with unleashing 2D shapes into 3D fun for kids ages 4 and up. I think there's something really cool about that, especially for that age group. I mean, I remember being that age group, and like there's something about being able to take something 2D and make it 3D. Like you're just like, oh yeah. Like how many kids sit there in class and draw two cubes and then connect them to make a box, right? Or two squares, connect them and make a cube. Like people just like that stuff. So I hope that helps. You're on the right track. A little things were a little wonky in your understanding, but that's how you understand things, right? Things are wonky. You ask questions, you get clarity. Now they're less wonky.
Baby
I should be
steps.
less wonky than I am, but there you go. I still make those boxes. Yeah, me too. All right, go ahead, Brandon.
All right, so we got Gary. What should I do since my ghostwriter won't update what chapter she's doing? I always take the chapter and run it through Grammarly. So I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Is she like not telling you what part of the book she's on, or is she not letting you review chapter by chapter necessarily? Not sure what's going on there, but communication really is the key. If she's not really updating you, I would just say, communicate with her. I normally use Upwork. I don't use Urban Ghostwriters too much just because I've used it back in the past. So I'm already used to it, but yeah, communication is gonna be everything.
Is this on Upwork?
No, Ghost, I think yeah, Ghostwriters. Oh, I thought it was Urban Writers.
Yeah.
But it
Trying
probably
to
is.
figure out. I'm assuming Upwork.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if it's Upwork and you can pay via milestones, right? You hold all the power. It's Urban Writers, so everything's paid. Okay. I gotcha. Well, if you're having issues, like just go reach out to your admin associated with your project. You can literally tag them in your the platform.
Yeah, let them know you want to read chapter by chapter to make sure at the end everyone has a, book that they're happy for and there's no more extra work to be done later on. So I don't see why most of these writers wouldn't be open to that.
Alfredo, do you have an affiliate program? We do not. We did at one point. We just don't. You just It's one of those things that at this size, you want almost like a full-time person managing that. So we don't have it yet. Maybe one day.
All
What you
right.
got, Brandon?
We got one from Gene. If you send a book to a video reviewer from Amazon directly, will Amazon flag recognize their address account when they upload it to your book's page? Is that a problem, or do I have to ship the book to myself first, then ship it myself to the freelance reviewer? Interesting. You have any insight on this one, Cody? Probably
If I
have them
send a
purchase it on
book,
their end
yeah, if you
and
send a
reimburse
book
them
to a,
for it.
yeah, if you send a book to a video reader from Amazon directly, will Amazon flag recognize their address account when they upload it? Yeah, I would have them buy it and reimburse
Yeah.
them. That's the cleanest way to do that.
Make sure everything's verified and no
Good
room for
question.
error there. Great question.
Newbie here. I just received my outline from publishing services. I'm working on changing a few things, but overall, it is great. My question is at the bottom of every page, it says, do not copy, paste, reproduce, or sell any part of this outline template unless you have written permission. Am I okay to copy it to another file and make changes to hand off to a ghostwriter? Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. So it's like, it's you taking their framework of copywriting. So it's either painted two ways. I'm not sure which one it is. It's either they say, do not take our framework of how we make outlines, and then you go and reproduce that, right? And claim it as your framework for producing outlines and then sell it or whatever else. Or that's for you, right? For how, when you hand that to a ghostwriter, right? Wes is like, it's just pre-put in copyright. I think it's for publishing services. I don't think it's actually for you. But yes, you can go move that to another document if you want. That's fine. Good question.
We got one from, I do not know how to pronounce this, Fatkemi. Hope that was right. Have you had any experience with disappearing reviews? Noticed my review suddenly reduced by 9 yesterday. Any idea what to do about this? Well, there's not really much you can do, right? There can be a wide number of reasons why something would be disappearing, but maybe just check if it's in a different marketplace, right? Like if you know you received a review, let's say you're using Pubby or something, it might just be in a different marketplace like the UK, the Canadian site. But other than that, they could disappear for a number of reasons. And there's not really too much you can do about that. At least I haven't heard of a way to mitigate that.
Yeah, just I mean, the only thing really to do there is ask Amazon. Hey, I'm missing reviews, what happened? And you may get like a garbage template response, but it's worth asking.
Generic. Yeah, it a lot of it happens to many people.
All right. I'm gonna take two here. One is from Stephanie. Is it wrong to start our subtitle sentence with how? No, it's fine. You sure can. Oh, it's Dorji. DJ from New York, this is my second time. I need your feedback and advice. This will be my rough title. It will be in capital letter. Parenting Emergency in America. This will be in small font. Cracking the Code with Tibetan Ancient Buddhist Wisdom. Is this a full-length book or is this a passion project? DJ, DJ, where you at? Answer my question. Help me help you. He says book. I'm assuming full length book. Gotcha. What's your POC? Gotcha. What's your proof of concept? Like what are people searching for in your market to buy a book on the topic you're writing about? I got it. This is my first time. I have no idea. All right. You need to go to module two in the course. Watch the course lessons from module two to walk you through how we do what's something called proof of concept. That allows you to find a topic that people are already searching for. And you can actually make money and with low competition, low reviews. Otherwise, you're going to do what potentially what you just did, which is make up a topic and hope it sells. And that's gambling. That's too risky. So, but I can respect the hustle to just try it and submit it and be like, I have no idea what I'm doing. Let's try it. So you just need to go follow the course, go back to module two, watch module two, follow step by step module two, and then go from there and then come back.
That's what I did my first book. Just All right, let's see. So we got Brittany here. Natural skincare remedies with plants. Natural skincare remedies with plants. All right, so is this a main title contender, I'm guessing. So natural skincare remedies with plants. I mean, same thing. Make sure you have that proof of concept, right? If you got proof of concept for remedies with plants, if you add the word natural skincare in the front of it, it might be, it's a different book, kind of. Oh, we got Brittany in the chat here. Perfect. Main title. Okay. Yeah, so make sure you have your proof of concept in the main title. Aside from that, you could reword it a little bit better. Maybe not with plants. I think it still needs a little bit of work, but I mean, you're on the right track. Just keep trying different things and remember that people that the target that's buying this book, you want to try and speak more to them, right? So is that the language that they're using? They want to treat their skin with plants, or they're maybe looking for things that are organic, biodegradable. I'm not sure, right? Depends on the niche. But yeah, keep that in mind.
Here we go. Question from Josset. My book has been approved on Audible, but I didn't receive any promo codes because ASX says my profile says non-exclusive when it says I do not get promo codes. That's correct. My book is already on Authors Republic, and Authors Republic needs to have ASX on non-exclusive. That's correct. So there's no real marketing for the audiobook except for the promo codes. Directly, yes. Should I cancel or remove the book from Authors Republic and change my profile to ASX for Audible to be exclusive rights for the promo codes or leave it as is? I would contact ACX first. I've never gone the other way. Like, I've never gone from non-exclusive to exclusive. So I just ask them if that's possible. And then if it is, go for it, because then you can get up to 25 reviews, the US, 25 UK, and then go that route. So yeah, I would do that. Best is in first. See if you can do it. Unpublish it on Authors Republic, and then go exclusive to ACX, and then you should be able to get your codes.
Okay, we got an Yancy. Hope that's correct. Can I get advice feedback on my first 30K book, please? Title: Money Matters 101, The Ultimate Teen Guide to Money Mastery. All right, so a few tips. Money Matters 101 is very vague, and I know that's not necessarily a proof of concept, and if it is, it's still very vague, right? So if anything, your subtitle here that you have makes a better main title. But keep in mind that this is for teens, so they're not necessarily going to master money, and they're not necessarily looking for that, right? So you can still reword it a little bit, but yeah, so work along those lines and make sure that you have the proof of concept in there, right? So if your proof of concept is personal finance for teens, you don't want to name it The Ultimate Teen Guide to Making Money, right? But just make sure it's cohesive in there. Keep the main keyword, and yeah, that's what I got for you.
Cool. All right, moving on to, because I accidentally clicked it, but I did it anyway. Brittany says, is one-on-one training available for newbies in Publishing Accelerator? Yes. In AIA, no. Mark says, hi, I'm screening ghostwriters for my first high content nonfiction book. Some of them include references to their books already published on Amazon, some of which are very good ratings and a decent level of reviews. Yet per Katie Spy, they are not producing much monthly revenue. I know that several factors, the title, cover, reviews, impact the sales success of book within the same niche. So should I ignore the fact that this author's existing works are not high or nor medium income producers? Or should I seek to find a writer whose books are producing good revenue? All right. As my voice is slowly but just getting worse. People get awards for, more often than not, best-selling author, not best-written author. Even though those tend to go hand in hand, I don't think this speaks really loud to the revenue to speak loud to the written work of the author as much as it does to the marketing of the person who owns the book, right? So just because the author who owns that book is not a good marketer when it comes to titles, book covers, and whatever else, right, doesn't mean the writer didn't do a good job, right? You let the writing sample handle that. The fact that they've written full-length books that get decent reviews is a good sign. I wouldn't worry if the book doesn't get a whole lot of revenue per se, because that's more on the person who owns the content and not the person who wrote the content. So it is a good thing to look into, but I wouldn't, it to me, that's not even a really big factor.
Am I up next? Got
Yep,
here.
take it away.
All right. So, Brittany, I see you put in your subtitle. I didn't see it earlier. Self-care healing in the most natural sense, remedies at home on a budget. I do like remedies at home on a budget. I think that's very clear, concise, right? It speaks to what the book may be about. Self-care healing in the most natural sense. I feel like it's just a little bit vague, right? And it's very different for everybody. My self-care healing in a natural sense is different from other people's, wildly different, I guarantee. So get a little bit more specific and just try to speak to the demographic of the book, right? And try to get to the underlying cause, anti-chemical. Yeah, see, now you're coming up with words that are a little bit more emotionally charged, right? Natural is just natural, but anti-chemical, that's like, wow, like my skin can stop getting these harsh reactions because I'm going natural, right? But yeah, that's a good word. So you're on the path there. You're gonna do great, Brittany. I know it.
Dave says, newbie, modules 3+ are locked. How do I get access? You have to mark complete or done on every single lesson in module two to unlock module three. Even the one that's just like a to-do list that doesn't really have a video, you still have to mark it complete, and then it'll unlock module three.
And Dave, is that your
Oh.
last name, Dave? Did you see
Hey,
that, Cody?
tattoos. That guy might have a forehead tattoo.
That's a
Run.
badass last name. All right.
All right.
What do we got next? So we got Melanie, the practical guide to companion planting, easy steps for beginners to lush gardens and pest control. Companion planting. Yeah, I mean, I think you're on the right track. I think you need to build it out. I think you can definitely build out the subtitle. Practical guide is pretty good. It's pretty simple. You might be able to spice that up a little bit more. A lot of people are using guide. But yeah, I think you're in the right path, but add a little bit more, like lush gardens. I'm not sure. I know that keyword is often used in there, but I mean, I think there's you can go deeper within that lush gardens and what do they really want? Like, you know, any a lush garden can't be that hard, but a lush garden in your apartment in the in New York City might be a lot harder, right? So
Yeah.
really dig down and see what their pain points are, who's buying it, and try to speak to their emotional side, to the root of the problem, the result they want, not necessarily the action.
Yeah, do they want more tomatoes? Right? Because like a lush garden is one thing, but I wonder if they just want to. They want more vegetables at the end of the season, right? They want a bigger harvest versus a lusher garden and things of that sort. So just make sure that's getting nailed, because if they're like lush garden, I really don't care what it looks like, but I would like more tomatoes.
Yeah, maybe it's vegetables.
Could be
Could
mainly
be a handful
vegetables.
of things.
Paige says, "Hello, I'm new to this. I'm trying to find." Oh, sorry, I'll move the mic closer to my mouth because I don't know if you guys can even hear me. Trying to find a good title. Would like your advice on my title selection. My topic is fitness and health. Right, Paige. Right off the bat, I'm a little worried because if your topic is fitness and health, that's like a category of books, not necessarily a topic for books. And you can kind of see how you took fitness and health as your topic. And then went a direction in that that you're not even sure if people are searching for and want based on proof of concept, right? Because you went into Zen Awakening, which isn't even about your topic, fitness and health, daily fitness and meditation wisdom, Zen Motion, fitness and meditation fusion, Zen Body, Zen Mind, fitness and meditation for inner peace. So there's a lot of confusion there in the sense of like, I don't think proof of concept was done very well. It wasn't niched down into a very specific topic, right? I have a topic of,
Okay.
I have a, I have concept of fitness and meditation. So you found three books that was about generic fitness and generic meditation. If that's the case, that's fine. But again, that also feels very high level. If that's what they're searching for, that also probably needs to go into your, like, for example, if their proof of concept is fitness and meditation, right? The first words on your book cover that are going to be the biggest in your case would be Zen, right? Which isn't even a word in your concept or your proof of concept, right? So that's already a red flag because your people are searching for, if this is true that you have proof of concept for fitness and meditation, they're typing in fitness and meditation. And then the first word they see on your book is Zen, right? But they're looking for the word fitness and meditation. So then you'd immediately want to swap that for what they're searching for, right? We make the main title of our books very straightforward and to the point. So when they search for something, it's really easy for their brains to pick it out, pick it out with amongst your competitors. And then you give them what they want. Like, why does someone want to go into fitness and meditation? Right? Is it for wisdom? Is it for the fusion of putting it together? Is it to find inner peace? Like, what's the whole point of putting those two things together? So I would recommend, highly recommend joining the Thursday night Q&A call and have them look at your proof of concept before you move forward with this. Cause I think you've gone like way too broad potentially, but that's, again, that's how we learn. Right. I've before I knew what proof of concept was or marketing, I would just guess at topics, and I wrote some pretty broad topics that was really hard to compete in.
We've
Take
all
it
done
away,
it.
Brandon. We've all done it.
All right. So we got one from Magdalene Perkins. Main title, Menopause, the only book you'll ever need. As far as the main title goes, I feel like you have limited real estate, word real estate there. And I feel like you can put something there that, you know, if your keyword is menopause, I think you can put something else in there that can either be a little bit more, either to set yourself apart or to hit some sort of emotional heartstring or something. Help you get that pop in there. Now the subtitle, Your Guide to Understanding the Three Stages of Menopause, Practical Advice for Managing and Alleviating Symptoms, Improve Quality of Life, Enhance Relationship, and Maintain Weight Management. It kind of just feels like a list of things. So I feel like you have the pain points and the benefits there. Now you just need to present that information in a more, has to be a good mix between cohesive and it reads well, and then hitting those like at least three pain points or benefits there. So yeah, I think you're on the right track. Just try rewording it a little bit. Then it's where you try to add some flair, some of that marketing, some of that copywriting secrets lesson that we saw.
Yeah. For example, like managing and alleviating symptoms is one thing, but to actually mention like heat waves, right? Or like night sweats, mm-hmm. right? Those kind of things. Like those things, like it's like, can you get specific enough to really speak to them who actually are going to buy this book, to where they're like, yeah, this person gets me. They understand what I'm going through, right? Oh, I got like super blurry.
Yeah.
Improve
quality of life too is
yeah,
very,
like,
is
what
very
is that?
Vague.
Like that could be applied to almost every topic. So how do we put that in their terms, right? So if you were to ask someone who would buy that book because they're going through menopause, how would they describe what improved quality of life is like for them specifically versus someone else who's like, I'm a caregiver for someone with dementia. What does your improved quality of life look like for you compared to someone who's going through menopause and someone who's going through bankruptcy versus someone who's trying to learn how to manage their money as a teenager?
And you can apply that train of thought to all of the benefits, and you'll be able to craft a title that's just more a zinger, you know? Thomas.
All right. Ty, 1 second, man. All right, Brandon, take this next question while I see what's going on here.
All right. We got Thomas. I'm doing the 7-day challenge. I'm on day 6 for the last 2 weeks. I finally got the pictures to look good when downloading the KDP Amazon. Christian showed me how to do it with a Mac. I have Windows and Microsoft. What's the chance to have a video done for Windows? Okay. I mean, that's definitely a good suggestion, right? Everyone uses different operating devices. We can definitely suggest that. I'm just wondering how does it change, right? So day 6, I finally go to the pictures to look good when downloading. And Thomas, if you're here in the chat, can you tell me what day 6 of the challenge is again? Like what part of it? Just because I don't remember, I did mine so long ago. It wasn't even called the 7-day challenge, to be honest. But yeah, no, we can definitely have some sort of different operating system so we can help you guys out there. Okay, let's move on to Sarah Lansing. Making an iPhone guide for seniors and we'll need to put in screenshots. What service would you recommend for this? I don't want to put screenshots from my personal phone. I don't want to put this all on the Ghostwriter because I know it will cost a ton. Yes, so not on the Ghostwriter. You're just paying them to write, and they would probably charge you way too much if they can even do it. Screenshots from your personal phone, I mean, that's one of the more cost-effective ways to take your own take your own pictures of these people during the exercises. But if that's also not an option you want to go for, outsourcing it overseas, you can get some great talent at a decent price, right? So I like Upwork. Cody likes onlinejobs.ph. From the Philippines, they do great job, right? Anything that designer can do here. So yeah, that's really the best way that you can go. You can also go to Fiverr, but I just think it's too expensive for a wide variety of things, including this. So either take your own photos or go have a designer do it. You use the word screenshots. I hope you don't mean you screenshot someone else's photo. Just as a side note there. But
no, I think that's like screenshots of your phone. Yeah, and there's another question about like copyright trademark issues for like coloring books coming up, about coloring books using automobiles, like classics or 4x4s. I don't know, right? Same thing for like iPhones for seniors and stuff like that. Like, highly recommend forking over a few dollars to spend 50, 20 minutes with a trademark copyright attorney on those things, just to be doubly sure that you are not going to get in trouble for anything. Right. So, because I don't know what it looks like to actually have models of automobiles on a coloring book. Right. Or in some cases, like pictures of Disney princesses. Like, do you run into an issue? Or, you know, screenshots of iPhone settings and stuff. I don't know. It's worth asking and talking before publishing the book. Marco says, I just received my formatted manuscript and I'm ready to publish. I've been hearing from other coaches and students to not publish in the month of December. What are your thoughts? I don't disagree with other coaches and students, because the holidays is a crazy time to try and get reviews. But for me, I couldn't care less. Right. If I'm going to publish in December, I'm still going to follow up with my early reviewers into January to get those reviews, period. So, so it just depends. Like, do you want to deal with the holiday season and try to get people to leave reviews who are going to ghost you during the holiday season? Right. If you don't care, publish it. If everything's ready, do it. If you want to wait for the New Year's, do it. Right. It doesn't really matter. Right. They're not wrong. It's probably good to wait in some aspects, but it's not going to hurt anything if you publish it in December.
All right. We have one from Samia. What percentage of your students write their own book versus use ghostwriters? Almost every single person will use a ghostwriter, unless it's like a 7-day challenge or something like that. But one thing that's common is co-ghostwriting. I mean, co-writing it, right? So it's like they're writing a majority portion, but you're still involved and you know, ensuring the quality of that product or injecting your personality. But yeah, most people just go ahead and hire it out, especially for your first one. Best way to go about it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, Sherry, even on that thought process of like, if you have an exercise or diet book, wait until January, I would still publish it in December, because I want the reviews in December. So when January 1st hits, right, I already have reviews in my book, versus waiting week 2, 3, and 4 to get those reviews and things of that sort. So, but to each their own, certainly.
Yeah, sales are good during the holidays too.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. Adina, the father that mothered me. Life lessons from a single father about raising a successful, resilient, independent woman. Adina, is this a 7-day challenge, full-length book? What's our personal biography, autobiography? All right, we'll wait for Adina to answer that one, and I'll go on to the next one. Jared, question about publishing hardcover on Ingram Spark. It's asking for a binding type. What binding type do we go with? I'm using the same hardcover I use for Amazon. Options. Oh, crud. I think it's just case laminate, no dust jacket. Right? Because like, I'm pretty sure the jacket wraps around. It's just the case laminate, no dust jacket. And I would Google that to clarify just in case, but I'm pretty sure it's no dust jacket because you don't get a dust jacket with the one on Amazon. Good question, Jared.
All right, well, I can
Got
go into the
Brandon.
next one.
Okay.
Anna Yancey. All right, so it looks like you have reworked it a little bit. Let's take a look at it. Personal finance for teens, easy to understand guide for beginners to budgeting, saving, and investing. All right, so we moved the POC to the main title. That's good. Right here, easy to understand guide. I feel like it's a little bit too wordy, right? You could cut it out. It's valuable real estate, right? So you could even take the word easy, put it over in the main title, and just focus on those pain points and benefits. Like budgeting, saving, and investing is just a little bit too broad. Sometimes it can be hard to get more specific, but sometimes it's about dressing it up and just giving it more flair, getting to the root of the problem. Remember that a lot of the parents are going to be buying these books, right? So it's like a parent doesn't want their kid to, fail in life and be, I don't know, end up getting tattoos or something. I'm not sure, right? But look at that demographic and see what are those pain points and try to really speak to that, because the budgeting and the saving and investing are just it's just the surface point, right? But there's other underlying things to look at when you want to craft a title that's gonna hook them and be emotionally powerful for them to pull the trigger over a different book.
Yeah, there's always a reason they want their kid to know about budgeting and saving and investing. It's not necessarily just to know about budgeting, saving, and investing. There is an end goal that they have them pictured in mind, and one of those is so they don't move back in at some point. Something like that. Okay, I see Adina. I got Adina's. Adina, I got your
Dina.
messages. 7-day challenge. Got it. I would get rid of the comma, like the father that mothered me. I like the title, right? Especially for a book about wisdom, and just like kind of like a 7-day challenge. Life lessons from a single father about raising a success. Yeah, get rid of that comma after father. So just life lessons from a single father about raising a successful and independent woman. Yeah, so get rid of the comma after father, add and after resilient, publish it.
All right, I'll take this one. Any idea why my about the author bio is under the editorial reviews of my book on Amazon? I checked if I could remove it from edit my book details through KDP Bookshelf, but it isn't there. I tried Amazon Author Central, but it will not allow me to edit book details. It's grayed out. Any experience with this? Not sure.
I'd go to Author Central. That's the first place I'd go, but it sounds like you
Right?
already went there. So I'm not entirely sure because Author Central is where you add and get rid of stuff that is in the editorial review section. So I'm not entirely sure. I think you might be one YouTube or two YouTube videos away of like how to change editorial reviews and KDP from Author Central. Type that into Google, watch a few YouTube videos of people showing you how to do it, and then see if there's anything you can do with that, even if it's grayed out. Like, I wonder if you adjust your Author Central bio, does it affect the Author Central bio that shows up under editorial reviews? Worth checking, worth seeing, because it's really odd that that's grayed out. You can't change that. Barbara Lewis says, "Hello, great coaches. Published my 7-day challenge. Royalties were $16.65, which I guess 4 paperback books were sold. Today was my first promo day. And now my royalties are still $16.65. It says 9 books sold." When you say it was your book's promo day, do you mean your free promo day? Oh, yes. I won't see royalties until my 3 free promo days are over. So you didn't technically sell 3 ebooks or 9 ebooks, right? You sold 9 free ebooks, right? So they're not going to add any royalties to your yeah. So that royalties, that 1665, is from the original book sold before the free days, right? So now you're in the free promo days where people are grabbing a free copy of your ebook, but you're not going to gain a royalty from that because you're technically selling it for free. You
All
should
right,
be
we got
excited.
Tesha.
You got a 7-day challenge out, you made some money, right? It works. Just imagine what you do with the full length book.
Next question from Tesha here. Can a free photo on the internet be used on a book cover? Just make sure it's royalty free, specifically commercial royalty free. Best way is just go to the right websites that provide these types of images, Unsplash.com, Unsplash, Pexels. There's a bunch of free stock picture websites that you can really use in there, and if you need to pay for a certain one, then it will say there. If you go to Unsplash, they have some ones you can upgrade to, a few other images. So yeah, you can go to those websites and get some free stock images from that, and you can use that as the book cover.
Question from Tammy. Tammy says, I don't see the 7-day challenge on my homepage. I had my accelerator phone call on Tuesday. I was told it would show up the next day. I'm a newbie working on module 2 right now. When you say homepage, Tammy, do you mean where you can see the course lessons or back in where you can back out and you can access the course lessons or access your bonuses and stuff like that? Because it's not going to be in the course dashboard. It's going to be before that where you can access the course dashboard. And if you don't see it in there, just reach out to support and they'll be able to go and see. Yeah, Deborah says it's on the third page. So there's like multiple pages of like the course and then bonuses and a bunch of other stuff. And there's like page 2, page 3, maybe another page. For Deborah, it's on the third page. So just go look there. And if you don't find it, reach out to support.
All right, Mary. I recently published my 30K word book, and a few times it went from in review to live only to go back to continue setup. When I go into continue setup, the publication date part the book was previously published is clicked. I never click that. I then hit publication date and release date the same. Any idea why this is happening? My tech skills are not good, so maybe it's me. I did it with the soft cover too, and that finally took doing nothing different except unclicking the previously published button. Help. Thanks. Kind of hard to go through these questions when we can't really see. If it was already live and it went back to continue setup, either there's a change that needs to be done. And that's really the main reason that I can think that it would go back to something like that, right? Or you might be referring to if you put your ebook already and now you're putting your paperback, right? So technically it's already been published, right? You just need to put that this different version. Oh, she's on the chat. Yes, it kept saying it was previously published.
Because it sounds, I mean, it technically was. If it went live,
Yeah.
technically it published, just to go back to setup.
But I wonder if maybe you're doing different formats.
Yep.
And that's maybe you're trying to do a different format outside of the
Yep.
existing format, if that makes any sense.
And I would say he's talking about ebook compared to paperback, compared to hard book on KDP, on your KDP dashboard. But I don't think this is a problem, right? Just because it was live and it has a publication date and you're setting it up or whatever else, not going to hurt a thing. Not going to hurt one thing. So even if you go through the process of finishing setting it up and republishing it, like you're perfectly fine. I wouldn't, to me, that wouldn't bother me at all. Girk says, what do you think of Amazon Villa serial stories? I mean, if you're into like writing fictional books, right, then that would be potentially an option. But for nonfiction, like you'll go and look like the top books, like they're like never nonfiction for a Kindle Villa, like never. It's typically a fictional book and a fictional series book about something that is either romance related or supernatural romance related. That's all there really is there. You're not gonna find you won't find a whole lot that's nonfiction. So have I looked a lot into it? I haven't. But again, not that I wouldn't use it. I think you can apply for it. Oh, we got something from Anna. Anna, can the ad campaigns in Amazon be set for both paperback and ebook or only for paperback? You can do it for both. So when you go and set up an ad campaign, it says, hey, what book are you wanting to promote? And you can select either the ebook or paperback, or I think in some cases, you can just do both in the same campaign. We typically just run ads to the paperback. We don't really run ads to an ebook because the margin's really not there. So we run it to the ebook. Good question.
You got one more
What's
for Gurk. I've
good?
never heard of Fox Books.
I don't know what Fox Books is. Oh, if I get on Fox Books, is that when my royalties on Amazon go down?
Fox Books.
For is that ebooks or paperbacks, Kurt? Oh, Fox News. No, it
No clue.
won't. It shouldn't affect your Amazon royalties. Fox News. Yeah, it won't affect your royalty percentage or anything like that. Will you sell more books or less books? Who knows? Who has any idea? Sweet. Well, shucks. That's all we got, Brandon.
All right.
We got through.
Well, we maintained the over 90 people the whole chat. So thank you
Yeah,
for
we did.
sticking around, guys.
Yeah, we did.
Friday
We did it.
Weirdos.
Got through a lot of questions,
Mine
getting
is coming.
especially getting really close to the holidays. So with that, before we go, right, because we got a little bit of time, I'm going to take like 3 minutes. And I want you to put in the chat what your next step is. That's all I want to know. What are you going to do next? What is your next step? Like your immediate next step. Put it in the chat. Deborah, her next step is saying goodbye. Got it. Jean says video review. Cool. Refine my 7-day challenge. Get it done. Refine ads. Do it. Publish an audiobook. Awesome, Lori. Clem, title and apply for outline. Good. Finish module 2. Good. Format my Spanish book. Way to
Let's
go.
go.
Have fun. Sounds like you're, I think you said you were going to do it yourself. So good luck. Deborah, confirm my POC. Good. Join as many Facebook groups as possible for Jane advertising campaigns. Editing my book, Israel POC. Brandon is going to fist bump somebody. Sarah, pay off credit card so I can get started with Urban Writers. Yes. Okay. Anna Yanzi, hope I didn't butcher that. Work on my title some more. Yes. Brittany, next step, checking out more videos. What is that? I guess course videos? Publish my next 30K book for Sherry. Marie, got to get some reviews. Yeah, you do. Glory says review module 2 again. Laura, continue reading manuscripts. Samaya, only completed module 1. Complete the other modules. Well, your next step would be just start module 2, right? You don't need to complete other modules, just module 2. Natalie, finish first 30K outline. Yes. Mawa, begin working with Ghostwriter for first book. Good. Dora G, I have to watch multiple 2 videos. Yeah, you do. Thanks so much for encouraging us. We'll keep attending your Q&A session because I need your inspiration and guidance. Have a great day, both of you. Thank you. Thank you, DJ. Tara says, follow up with my Ghostwriter candidate. Someone who. Chan something, it's cut off. Get my topic. Sue's going to keep building database for crossword book. Fascinating. Pamela, find a ghostwriter who doesn't sound like a gushy, phony AI. Idiot. Terry, choose cover for 30-page book. Complete module 3. Finish my outline. Brandon V is going to adopt a puppy. Paige, keep moving forward. Alfredo, keep learning. Finish 30K outline, work my 7-day challenge. Oh gosh, so many good stuff. Good.
Bunch of
Awesome.
busy
All right.
people.
So, you know what you got to do, right? Now go do it, right? I just saved you 20 minutes on this AI call, right? So you go do it. You go do it. But with that, have a lovely weekend, you all. This has been the Friday Q&A call. Love all you weirdos. I'm your co-host, Cody, and my fellow co-host,
Brandon.
Ah, that's all we're going to get from Brandon. All right, guys. Y'all be good. Have a great
have a good
day,
one,
guys.
guys.
Y'all be out.